And so would you please give me some real deep dyed rotten, the kind of, I want the kind of, Herb, I want the kind of cockroach music that sounds the way it smells behind a 42-year-old icebox. Third floor back, the one that's just on the other side of the long hall with the yellow light bulb hanging, okay? Oh, that's deep down hairy cockroach music, please. And now I am speaking as Archie the Cockroach. And I tell you this poem I wrote, boss, and it's called The Robin and the Worm. Now remember, he's a New York cockroach, so he speaks with a little New York accent, see? The Robin and the Worm. A robin said to an angle worm as he ate him, I am sorry, but a bird has to live somehow. The worm, being slow-witted, could not gather his dissent into a wisecrack and retort. He was effectually swallowed before he could turn a phrase. By the time he had reflected long enough to say, but why must a bird live? He felt the beginnings of a gradual change invading him. Some new and disintegrating influence was stealing along him from his positive to his negative pole. You know, worms have positive poles, boss, and they have negative poles. And he did not have the mental stamina of a Jonah to resist the insidious process of assimilation, which comes like a thief in the night. Demons and fishhooks, he exclaimed. Demons and fishhooks, I am losing my personal identity as a worm. My individuality is melting away from me. Odds crow, I am becoming part and parcel of this bloody robin. So help me. I am thinking like a robin and not like a worm any longer. Yes, yes, I even find myself agreeing that a robin must live. I still do not understand with my mentality why a robin must live, and yet I swoon into a condition of belief. Yes, yes, by heck, that is my dogma, and I shout it. A robin must live. Amen, said a beetle who had preceded him into the interior.